Muffed is here, a year with real football to talk about. This is the Panthers 2025 season in review. Muffed!
8-9 NFC South champs still playing football in January. Here's how a bottom quartile offense pulled it off, what Bryce Young actually looked like in year three, and the one defensive number that almost kept them out. The Panthers fell to the Rams 31-34 in the wild card, a game they led in the fourth. Carolina didn't smash, but they didn't get muffed either. They survived.
Let's set the table because the portrait is messier than the division banner. Carolina's total offensive expected points added, how much every offensive snap moved their scoring chances, landed at minus 39.126 in the league. The defense allowed plus 67.2 23rd. Both sides bottom 10. What bailed them out? Takeaways, 21 of them, 15 interceptions, 6 fumble recoveries, 14th in football. And the fourth down aggressiveness was off the charts. Carolina went for it on 34 of 117 competitive fourth downs, 29%, second in the league. They had to. Third down conversion rate was 37%, 25th, so they extended drives by going on fourth. Consistency, forget it, boom or bust all year. 30-0 over Atlanta in week 3, 9-40 by Buffalo in week 8, a 31-28 win over the Rams in week 13, 10-27 to Seattle in week 17. Whatever you saw one week, you couldn't bank on the next.
Now let's talk about the passing offense. Minus 27.7 in total passing expected points added on 553 attempts, 25th in the league. Bryce Young threw for 3,011 yards, 23 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, and took 27 sacks. His completion percentage above expectation was minus 0.3, slightly below average. Not a disaster, not a leap. The chemistry that did emerge was Young to Teteroa McMillan, 70 catches, 1,014 yards, 7 touchdowns, plus 25.3 in receiving expected points added as the clear number one. The play that defined this passing game came in the wild card. 4th and 2, 6:43 left in the 4th, Carolina down 28-24. Young dropped back and hit McMillan deep right for 43 yards in the touchdown, 23 air yards, 20 after the catch to take the lead. That's the version of this offense that almost stole a playoff game. The other version got sacked 35 times on 585 dropbacks. You got both all year. Now let's dig into the rushing offense. 1,977 yards on 463 carries, 4.3 a clip, 19th in the league, 116 a game. Rushing expected points added came in at minus 19.4, 23rd. Volume there, per carry efficiency, middle of the pack, but the unit didn't move the needle. The story underneath, Rico Dowdle was the guy. 236 carries, 1,076 yards, 4.6 a carry, 6 rushing touchdowns, and plus 146.4 in rushing yards over expected. 16th among qualified runners, and the reason Carolina had a credible ground game at all. As a team, the run game was steady, not explosive, but reliably available, which is exactly why Carolina kept calling its number on those aggressive fourth down tries. Next up, the pass defense. This is the unit that got muffed. Carolina allowed plus 56.5 in passing expected points added. And remember, on defense, you want that number negative. Plus 56 is bad. Per dropback, they allowed plus 0.11, bottom tier in the league. Just 30 sacks, 28th, with a quarterback hits percentile in the third, meaning 29 teams pressured the passer more often. So how did they survive? Ball production, 15 interceptions, and corner Mike Jackson was the spark. In week 11 against Atlanta, third and goal flipped to fourth and eight. Penix targeted the short left and Jackson jumped it at the 16 and took it 54 yards the other way. That single play was worth minus 5.45 expected points to Atlanta, a complete drive killer. The pass rush didn't scare anybody. The ball hawks kept them in games. And the run defense, same story, different flavor. Carolina allowed 2,115 rushing yards, 124 a game, and gave up 20 rushing touchdowns. Rushing expected points added allowed was plus 10.63, 28th percentile against the run. Neither front did its job at a starter level. The boom or bust pattern showed up here too. They held Atlanta to 0 points in week 3 and then watched the Patriots hang 42 on them the very next week. When this defense had a plan and a takeaway script, they could choke a game out. When they didn't, they got run off the field. That's a front seven that has to get better up the middle. Full stop.
Muffed!
Season MVP is Rico Dowdle. 236 carries for 1,076 yards, 6 touchdowns, and plus 146.4 rushing yards over expected. The most reliable thing on the roster week to week. The thing to fix, the pass rush. 30 sacks on the season, 28th in the league, and a quarterback hits rate in the third percentile. They almost never got home. You can't keep covering for that with takeaway luck. That's the Panthers 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Panthers feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.